approve a license agreement with Soccer United Marketing LLC for use of the official flag of the City of Portland, including specifications for variations to City Code Chapter 1.06.
Okay, I'm not sure. I know Mr. Kay is here to speak on this item, and Susan Hartnett as well, Hartnett Gibson. So welcome, Susan.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. I'm Susan Hartnett. I'm the City Spectator Facilities and Development Manager in the Office of Management and Finance. The item before you authorizes the mayor to sign a license agreement with Soccer United Marketing, which is the marketing arm for Major League Soccer. The agreement is for the use of the official city flag, Portland flag, on licensed merchandise, and it does include some variations on the description contained in the City Code Chapter 106, which does define the official flag for the city. Soccer United Marketing has been working with the league's franchise teams, which includes the Portland Timbers, to enhance their sense of place, looking for emblems and other opportunities to more directly connect the teams with their home cities. The Portland flag was obviously a natural for the Timbers, as is evident at any of our Timbers home games. The Soccer United Marketing then initiated some discussions with the Office of Management and Finance a number of months ago to try and figure out how to go about creating this license agreement, and it is attached as Exhibit A to the ordinance. It took us a bit of doing. The city attorney was involved in this. It's a little bit of an unusual circumstance. The license allows Soccer United Marketing vendors to use the three specified variations for the flag, which are shown in the attachment to the agreement. Two of these include trademarked Portland Timber text in addition to the flag. One of the options is a two-color option as opposed to the four-color flag as defined in the code. And the third uses the boundaries of the state of Oregon to define the shape of the flag, so it's not a rectangle as a flag typically is. The ordinance approves modifications to the flag specifications for these specified marks since it is not consistent with the code. The license agreement provides the city with recourse and remedies for unauthorized use of the flag by Soccer United Marketing and their licensees. Without this agreement, our only alternative would be a code enforcement action, and I frankly am not sure who would pursue that code enforcement action. The city is also indemnified by Soccer United Marketing and its licensed vendors as part of this agreement. The ordinance does contain an emergency clause. That's in part because it's taken us quite a while to get to this point, and Soccer United Marketing is really interested in using these options on merchandise that will be sold during the current soccer season. Just briefly, I'm going to mention two other things that are underway. One is an amendment to Chapter 1.06 that I hope to bring to council in May or June. And it's intended to accomplish two things. First of all, the code reference system that is cited in the code that defines our flag is the Ameritone color key, and that is a defunct color key system. It does not exist. You cannot find it anywhere. And I've looked. The amendment will update this to the Pantone matching system, which is the most commonly used color system. And I've been working with Ted Kay, his organization, and others to make sure that we use the right Pantone colors to be consistent with what was originally intended using the Ameritone to the best of our ability, since we actually have not been able to lay our hands on an actual Ameritone Ameritone color key from the time period that was used when the flag was originally designed. We'll also correct an error in the size specifications for the four green field sections of the flag. If you actually use the specifications in there, you don't end up with a rectangle. Additionally, I've been in touch with other organizations, including the Timbers Army and Oregon Pitch Invasion, to work with them to find out if a similar license agreement would be of interest to them. And if they are and we complete an agreement, I'll be bringing that to council at some point in the future. I think there's a couple of people to testify to talk a little bit more about the flag, Ted Kay, and to talk a little bit more about Soccer United Marketing's interest is Corey Dolich from the Portland Timbers, and I can answer questions.
Okay.
If I might just interject, I've learned a lot, thanks to Susan, over the past month or so about this issue. And it turns out that the flag is not intellectual property. Anybody could use it at any time without our permission. The reason that we're doing this is to set some boundaries on that and to specify, particularly where it's not the rectangle and it's not the colors, how this might be used. But it's not an exclusive use. We're not granting only to Sauk United Marketing their use of it. We're saying that they may use it with our blessing, and we encourage others to come to us to ask how they might use it with our blessing.
And that was in addition to the findings that Commissioner Fritz requested, and I think it's very appropriate.
Good. Thank you. Wendy, we have a sign-up sheet. I know Mr. Kay's here, and I'll call Ms. Bilsick as well. So,
at three people signed up, Ted Kay, Charles Johnson, and Corey Dolich.
So Corey, Ted, Charles, come on up. I think if you're the three, then we'll take you all together.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Corey Dolich. I'm the Vice President of Business Operations and Marketing for the Timbers. I'm speaking on this topic on behalf of Major League Soccer and obviously our club as well. Portland Timbers organization has always celebrated the relationship between team, town, and our supporters. And frankly, the spirit of this relationship has always very much been an organic one. And that's dated back to the 1970s when the Timbers were part of the NASL and has obviously continued today through our transition at Major League Soccer in 2011. And our approach has always been to amplify the message and not interfere with it. As the stewards of the club, we've always been keenly sensitive to this relationship and how we engage, represent, and work with and for our community. From billboard campaigns featuring our supporters to fan-centric programs such as our Food Cart Alliance, where we feature local food carts every single home game, to community partnerships with local entities like Friends of Trees and AC Portland, community and the city is central to everything we do. We have the most vibrant soccer atmosphere in all of North America, and that's a testament to this city and its residents. We think the integration of the Portland City flag with the Timbers brand in a more formal capacity will continue to amplify this message between this team and this town. I'd also note that the integration and synthesis of these two marks in merchandise is fairly small in scope and size, especially when you compare it to the full spectrum of possible products that will be available for sale. Ultimately, the city and our team are always going to be fundamentally intertwined, and our goal in this specific program, and globally for that matter, is to increase the scope and exposure of our city and our club. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Questions for Corey? Well, thank you, because I think when we turn to our next speaker, I bet he'll amplify on this as well, but I think some of us could recognize the Portland flag before the Timbers, but many more now can. So our city charter, Ted, has a mayor and commissioners and an auditor, but we probably should amend it to have a keeper of the flag, but that would be you, so welcome.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor and commissioners. I'm Ted Kay. I'm a flag scholar and very familiar with Portland's city flag and its history, and I appreciate you looking out for it. It's a nationally recognized design and rated one of the 10 best city flags in the country. I'd like to share my opinion in support of the proposed ordinance and license agreement. I helped with the effort which updated the flag to its current design in 2002. Charlie and Dan, you were there and voted for it. I also recently worked with Susan Hartnett of OFM to assure the proposed license agreement uses accurate color specifications. As she said, the current specifications in the code reflect that out-of-date color system. And further, I edited the definitive book on American city flags, which I've just given you, so I'm well aware of flag use in other cities. I have these observations. The first is I think it's great that Soccer United Marketing wants to use our flag. Second, as Commissioner Fritz mentioned, there's no reason why SUM would need to license Portland's flag image. It could use it without any permission. And with very few exceptions, like Pocatello, Idaho, I know of no city which copyrights, trademarks, or limits the use of its flag image, and Portland does not. However, since SUM is asking to license the image, This provides the city with some control, specifically Section 4.6 of the contract, which prohibits altering the approved designs. And that provision means that the city is well served by the license agreement in that the flag's symbols, proportions, and colors are more likely to be portrayed accurately by a significant promoter of that image, helping the city's brand as expressed by the city flag. The license agreement also proposes a simplified version in two colors, the Timbers colors, which could be considered a problem since it doesn't match the official specifications. However, simplified versions of flags do occur all the time. For example, when rendering a flag in grayscale or reducing its complexity for production reasons. For example, the U.S. flag used in the 2014 Winter Olympics Team USA graphics only had 13 stars. Further, since SUM could use the simplified version in any case, there seems to be no point in objecting to it, despite any aesthetic concerns. So it's likely that SUM is seeking the same type of licensing in other MLS cities. This may be a pro forma activity. So in conclusion, I support the argument that although the license is unnecessary, it's worth granting because it benefits the city to control the quality of its flag image. I also salute the efforts of OFM staff to get the specifications right. By the way, the Portland Flag Association, about 25 strong, is a group of Portland area folks interested in flags. We discussed the license at our last meeting. Some question the simplified version on aesthetic grounds, but all understand that manufacturing constraints will make the two-color version necessary at times. And as Susan mentioned, a related upcoming task will be to update the code to a modern color key and to correct a mathematical error, and I look forward to supporting that change when it comes to you. A last point, I'd like to salute Dan Saltzman and his staff and the Fire Bureau, the Fire Department, for putting the Portland flag on all fire stations in the city. That's a great step forward to a broad recognition of our flag, and I encourage the rest of the commission to look at their bureaus and departments to see how the flag can be promoted on their buildings and sites as well. I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Ed, I have just a question, a comment. I have the honor of leading the city's utilities, and I suspect if we put a flag at every one of our facilities, we'd have another claim in a lawsuit. that's another matter. This bias survey that you referred to, where we only came in 10th nationally, I'm hesitate to ask, but what city came out on top?
Washington, D.C. came out first. Chicago came in second. And all of the top 10 are super flag designs. But that's out of 150 that were rated, both by flag experts and the public.
Given that, I'd suspect ballot box stuffing.
So I have to ask you, Ted. Ted, I'm well aware of your passion for flags, and you're part of the North American Vexillological Association?
Very good. Vexillology is the study of flags.
It's the study of flags?
The study of flags. Vexillum is Latin for flags, so vexillology is the study of flags.
Wow. Great.
Although my wife says it's vexillology because it's vexing and silly.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your service.
Thank you.
Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, Commissioners. Charles Johnson, for the record. It's a pleasure to be up here with Ted and talk about our great city flag, that green field with the blue flowing through it to symbolize the rivers that are so important to our community. Unfortunately, this agenda item also talks about the word licensing. So I think as responsible city commissioners, you have a constituency that is also aware that while this is free sort of Creative Commons public market licensing, Soccer United could do whatever they want. We also live, this is also connected to sports, and we live in a city where we don't know exactly what is happening with some of the sports licensing money. The Timbers home field has now become Providence Park and absorbed an unknown amount of money that goes to unknown things. And our beloved Rose Quarter is fortunately getting an extra $40 million worth of revenue from MOTA. So I would like to see a city council that, while it fully supports the Timbers, which are awesome, and the Timbers Army, which is great people, also lets us know more about how things work around the money that flows through what's now Providence Park and was once a civic arena. I'm glad, though, that you've unentangled yourself from any financial problems with getting our flag better known. I only would recognize Chicago's five-star flag. I don't even know what D.C.'s has. But this is definitely a good move to get our city's logo better known and move up to at least number three in the rankings in the next bias survey. So I thank Soccer United Marketing for working with the Timbers and creating a deal that makes more sense than the shady financial shenanigans going on with Providence Park or the big amount of money that's helping us get recognition at the Trailblazers home Moda Quarter. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Anyone else?
That's all who signed up.
Okay, so this is an emergency ordinance. Let's take a roll call.
Fish?
Go Timbers. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
There was somebody else to testify.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lily. I didn't see that you wanted to speak. Come on up.
It's going to be good, and he...
You can have a seat. We'll restart the roll. I thought she said there was no one else signed up.
No,
I'm sorry.
I decided to be bad.
Please, have a seat and introduce
it's
yourself.
Very nice. This is still very nice. Everybody's showing a concern about trees and about this wonderful, beautiful city. But I am very, very sad about something. This complete commercialization of the flag as well. I'm sorry. I think it's horrible. Everything is for sale here. And I feel very, very sad about that. I was going to keep quiet, but I really can't. This is a beautiful, wonderful city. And I think it's wonderful that we're all concerned about this and everybody has feelings about it. But I think this is going to, in my opinion, going too far with commercialization. And it's going to be good, but I'm sorry. And my husband stopped me before about something, and nothing is über alles. Nothing is über alles, and I know what that comes from, unfortunately, from Hitler. And I don't think the gentleman meant it that way. He didn't mean it that way. And nothing is über alles. So I'm going to be quiet and not keep it that way.
Right.
But I love this city. This is still wonderful that we are able to come here and stand up and tell you that we agree or disagree. And I think this is fantastic. And I have always loved this city for that. If I agree with you or disagree with you, here, in my native country, I couldn't do this. I would have been arrested. But this is so wonderful. So I love this place, and I love all of you. It's terrific. I'm sorry that I don't always agree, but that is why it's so wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Could you just put your name in the record, please?
Lily Mandel, a downtown resident, and very proud of that.
Lily, we miss you and Irwin used to be more frequent visitors, and your visit today reminds us that you are missed. And thank you for joining us.
Some people will not miss me.
Not us. We're glad you're here.
For that, I'm very proud. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Erwin, you are welcome to come. It's good. It's really good to have you both back
very
in the chambers.
Very happy to see you both.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
He can't stop you.
It's a double standard.
It's been a while.
Good morning, Erwin. Just put your name into the record.
Erwin Mandel, downtown resident. Let me start. Commissioner Novick. Why do trees die? I'm not aware of any living organism that is gifted with immortality. Just simply.
Except for the two of you, I was going to say. You're as close as we've seen. So.
Simply because I'm 1 year past the mid-octogenarian age? Come on. I have a while to go yet. about the commercialization of the city, I think it was about 5 or 6 years ago, Mayor Katz was up there, and she was selling the name rights to various things. At that time, we spoke about, well, how would you like to have the Nike Transit Mall, for instance? The city has to be very careful about what they sell the rights to naming in this city. we are going to end up with a city full of commercial names, parks. I like the Timbers. They're a great outfit, but they have bought the naming rights to a football field out in the park. When I was in the Oregonian about the please be very careful about what you sell the city's name for. And get past the idea, yeah, the city always needs money, but at what price do you pay for the money you get? Careful.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Anyone else? Then let's do take a roll call now, please.
Fish.
I meant what I said, that we welcome the Mandels back, and that you've been in this chambers during some of the great debates over the last few years. And I also remember when I was Parks Commissioner, you used to call me quite frequently complaining about some things that were happening in front of your apartment building. And when the Rangers were brought in and developed a personal relationship with you, you said that that actually changed your view of the public space in front of your building and the relationship to the city. And I always deeply appreciated that that feedback. And I appreciate the admonitions that you have placed on the record today. And this will be one of the rare instances where I am compelled to disagree with you, but I do so with the utmost respect. And I thank our friends for bringing this forward, and I vote aye.
Saltzman?
Yeah.
Which I renamed the Emerald Forest.
Thank you.
Good name.
Saltzman.
It's good to see you back, Mr. and Mrs. Mandel.
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
So I very much appreciate Susan Gibson Hartnett's work on this. I also have to declare a conflict of interest to a certain extent. This was my Christmas present from my son, and it does have a very elongated version of the flag. Mm-hmm. It's from the Timbers Army, and I think it should be recognized that it was actually the Timbers Army that brought the flag into common use at games, both for the Timbers and the Thorns. So it's very much a grassroots initiative, now being licensed to the Major League Soccer and their Soccer United marketing. I am looking forward to also licensing with the 107ists and Oregon Pitch Invasion. 107ists also incorporates the Riveters with the Thorns. So it's recognizing something that is already in common use, and I think it's a good thing. My business cards have had the city flag on since the first batch that I got in 2009. And so I'm very much encouraged that more and more people are recognizing the city flag and wanting to use it, and I think we should encourage people to use it appropriately, which is what this does. Aye.
Hales.
Well, I appreciate Commissioner Fritz's clarification that this is not about revenue, but is actually about reasonable regulation of a public good that's being used in a community-supportive but somewhat commercial way. So I think we've struck the right balance here to make sure that the licensing makes legitimate the use of the flag, but is also that it's done in a respectful way. So thank you for working with Susan, and thank you for coming up with a good balance. And Ted, thank you for everything you've done to popularize our city flag and to document its importance in our community. And we really appreciate your advocacy. And I think this arrangement will help make sure that even more people here and around the world recognize our flag. Thank you. Aye. Okay.